True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, we are back on a Monday at Chickie's, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, our first Monday of the football season here at Chickie's and Pete's. Low stress yesterday. Birds already won. Ike, how you feeling?
Feeling good, brother Spike. Coming off the weekend. Listen, overloaded on football this weekend. Pretty good weekend for you, boy. I'm excited. Birds are 1-0. Half of the league is 1-0 after tonight. We're one of the teams that's on the winning side. Jackie Baseball. Forget about that game yesterday. It's another series in the belt for us. Big one coming up starting tonight against a stinking team up the turnpike. Holla at your boy.
Do I have to say that Jalen's elite to stop having these injuries happen to the Phillies? Like, I know we're all going to do the Eagles. Trey Turner's hamstring might be hurt. Seriously.
Yeah.
And
you think it's your fault.
And I'm just like,
karma.
You know, I'm only looking at Twitter. To see the update, and just lay me down, let it down easy. All right, just 6 weeks, season's over.
No. We're gonna get reevaluated in 2 weeks.
This ain't the Sixers. All right, I don't know if we're doing the reevaluating ramp up process.
I guarantee you, that's what we're gonna get. So, as Jack mentioned throughout the show
hydrate,
today,
Trey.
What's that?
Hydrate.
Get him one to get
some fluids in him.
We'll get T.O. to get him the
chamber.
Yeah,
yes.
Get him in the chamber. Get him T.O.'s number. So, speaking of that, we will update. There are two news items that we will bring you as soon as we have those news items that we are likely to get today. The first one is Trey Turner's injury status. The second one is whatever discipline comes down on Jalen Carter. There is some thought out there that he could get suspended by the league or just fined. So, when we get those two pieces of information, we will get you those pieces of information as quickly as we can. We also have Nick Sirianni, who will speak at 3:15, as he does every Monday. And 6 o'clock tonight is the premiere of the Jordan Mailata Show with me, Jordan, and Elliot, because the Phillies will be on WIP. That will be on YouTube exclusively. So it was a good sports weekend, by and large. We had gotten the Eagles game out of the way on Thursday, which means like a low-stress watching football on Sunday.
I call them stress-free football Sundays.
That's what it was.
Man,
that's what it was. I watched a lot of football yesterday, and that's not even me.
Unless you
right?
bet on FanDuel, then it's stressful.
Then it's wrong. Well,
but guess what?
Yeah.
FanDuel opened the crack.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Take it down a notch. I'm saying I'm back in.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm back in.
Until they take all your money.
Yeah. But daddy's home for right now.
So I watched a lot of football yesterday. I watched Giants and Commanders, and then the 4 o'clock game was what? The Niners and the – was it? No. It was the
Was it Niners-Seahawks?
Niners-Seahawks, yep.
And it was the
Packers-Lions. Watch that.
I mean, sources out of the Eskin household said you didn't leave your couch from 1 till midnight.
I mostly didn't.
You're a true guy's guy.
I had to drop my wife off somewhere, but I mostly did not leave. But it ended last night with an amazing game. that I think a lot of us watched, the Buffalo Bills versus the Baltimore Ravens. And it was a matchup of two really good teams, two talented teams, but two quarterbacks who have not gotten to the ultimate prize, have not even gotten to the Super Bowl. And, okay.
It's a preview of the AFC Championship game.
Very well could be, especially with, you know, Chiefs not looking great on Friday night. So here's the problem. The problem is, for me, that I get accused pretty regularly of not giving Jalen Hurts credit, any credit. And I don't think that's true. I think I give Jalen Hurts proper credit.
No,
I think,
minimum credit.
I think I've said he's the seventh best quarterback in the NFL.
That's the best thing you've ever said.
I said he proved me wrong by winning the Super Bowl last year as being I didn't think they could win the Super Bowl.
That was kind of obvious.
I've given him credit on his ability to tune everybody out. I've given him credit on being good in big spots. Yeah, all of those things. But I get accused of being a hater because I refuse to admit that he is the best quarterback in the NFL because I don't think he is. So I'm watching that game last night. And by the way, I don't think that you have to say that Jalen Hurts is better than every other quarterback to be an Eagles fan. I don't think you have to say he's better than every other quarterback to be a not be a hater. And I'm watching that game last night. And if you think that Jalen Hurts is better than Josh Allen, you are a psychopath. You're either not watching the games or you're trying to prove to everybody else you're the biggest Eagles fan in the world. That guy is better than Jalen. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay that our quarterback isn't the best quarterback in the league. And if you ask me the question, would I rather have Jalen and a Super Bowl or Josh Allen and no Super Bowl, I would rather have Jalen and a Super Bowl.
Okay, than, well, at least you admit
yes,
that.
Yes, I would rather have Jalen and a Super Bowl than Josh Allen and no Super Bowl.
Okay.
But all you have to do is watch that guy, who, by the way, is doing this with C-level weapons. His best receiver is Keon Coleman.
James Cook's not C-level.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah.
James Cook's a good player. But overall, I think his
receivers, yes, for
is,
sure.
Is, he controls every single minute of that offense. And I think it is actually a good comparison for Jalen, whereas I don't think Joe Burrow is a good comparison. That's a different offense. Joe Burrow's not trying to do the same thing that Jalen's doing. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield's not trying to do the same thing that Jalen's doing. Mm-hmm. If you watch the Buffalo Bills offense, they do the same thing. They move up and down the field pretty slowly. They try to get stack first downs and get time of possession. They don't throw the ball a ton. Generally, they don't do it. Mm-hmm. But everything is him. He is a better runner. He is a better thrower. He sees the field better. He controls the game better. He's better at all of those things. And it's okay that I am not going – I don't need to prove my Eagles fandom by lying. I don't need to prove my Eagles fandom by acting like a crazy person every time somebody says some player is better than the player that we have. Mm-hmm. I never thought Joel Embiid was the best player in the NBA. I don't think Bryce Harper is the best player in baseball. I like them both. Jalen Hurts is not a better quarterback than Josh Allen, and it's okay, and it doesn't make me a hater to say it. And I don't know how you can watch him last night throwing for 250 yards in the fourth quarter, down 40-25, basically himself, and not think the same thing that I do. So I think it is unfair that I get accused of being a hater for saying something that is plain for everybody to see.
Yeah. Well, first of all, there was a time when you thought Joel Embiid was the best player in the NBA.
No.
Come on. I'm with you. He was
the best player
in the NBA.
Okay.
So we're on that together.
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
Sure.
We're on that together.
All right.
We've never thought Bryce was the best baseball player in Major League Baseball.
No. Still okay. Not.
Top 10, though.
Figured out.
30.
Well, yeah, now for sure.
Yeah.
Top 30.
And by the way, 215-592-9494. Go ahead. I'm watching this game last night, and I'm like, I'm not crazy.
All right.
I'm not crazy.
So let me say this.
What do you got to say?
Yeah. You want to get in here?
How many quarterbacks?
The water is warm. You want to go ahead and jump in?
Well, it's just like, what is so – he's fine. He's not in
he's
that –
good.
Who's fine?
Jalen's fine.
He's good.
He's not in that guy's stratosphere. He's just not. It's okay. Even Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert dominated. That was more impressive than what Jalen did against the Chiefs.
That was impressive. It was.
Come on, man. Like, it's okay. It's okay. We have a fine quarterback. But Josh Allen, it's not a comparison.
Josh Allen's probably the best player in football.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an argument for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a legitimate argument he's the best quarterback in football. And it's a legitimate argument that Lamar is the best quarterback
for
in football.
For sure, yeah.
And we already know where Patrick Mahomes stands at as arguably the best quarterback in football. I get all of that. And that's why I sort of relented on the whole he has to be above those guys. I just say he's in that category as an elite quarterback. Now, he does his quarterbacking different than those guys do for the most part. Even Josh Allen, even though there is a legitimate comparison there, I would still say Josh Allen's arm talent is much better than Jalen's arm talent. Just is. Throwing the football, throwing it through that Buffalo wind and the inclement weather he has to play in up there at times. You see what he can do when he has to have the game put on his shoulders. Right? And that's what that was last night. You're correct. They usually don't ask him to throw the ball as much as they did last night, but they were down.
Yeah,
and they needed to get down the field as fast as they could.
Yeah, he's normally a 27
30 attempt guy. No doubt about it. But last night, he showed you where he can put the game on his shoulders if he needs to. And it looked so impressive. I gotta tell you, I was amazed. It was wonderful watching him last night. But how is that different or much different than what Jalen had to do Thursday night when he had to put the team on his back?
It was totally different.
Well, I mean, he didn't go down the points.
No.
But yeah. The offense wasn't humming, and a lot of what happened Thursday night was due to Jalen.
Yes, he was a good player on Thursday night. Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. 100%. It's just...
You're just saying he's not at that level.
He's just not at that level. And it's okay.
I think that's fair, I think that's fair because I would agree. I think Josh Allen's a more talented quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
And, I don't... Because most of the time, it is the callers that bring up Josh Allen to me.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mm-hmm. It is, or when we're ranking them, I have to say it. I don't march around being like Josh Allen, Josh Allen, Josh Allen.
Right.
But like when I was watching it, I'm just like, I don't know how somebody cannot watch it and just see it.
Stop calling us crazy.
Yeah,
that's all we want.
Yeah. Well, but you're different with the Herbert thing.
Well, listen, Herbert looked good Friday night.
He did.
He looked good Friday night. I think it's. For everybody who thought they were going to run the ball, like me.
I know.
They came out and put the game in his hands. They threw the ball an awful lot.
And he made a big play on third down with his legs.
Yeah.
He did.
But see, here's the difference. And I don't know how much pushback you'll get on, I guess, the head-to-head comparison with it. But there is something to in the big games and getting the job done. Like, that's the thing that Jalen has to lean on, that he leans on.
And he deserves
it. He was never the most talented quarterback in college. Right? From a physical standpoint is what I'm saying.
Yep, 100%.
From a physical standpoint. And so you put talent around him, he's going to make the most of that, and your team is always going to be in a position to win. It's going to be in a position to win. If you want to tell me he's not ranked higher than Josh Allen, I'll be like, okay, that's fine. But I don't mind having the quarterback that I have because I'm winning just as much, if not more, with the guy that I have.
Sure. And when we were talking, I think, with Elliot once about Jimmy Butler, mm-hmm. nobody thinks Jimmy Butler is the best player in the NBA. But Jimmy Butler certainly, for a 4 or 5 year period, there's nobody that wanted to play him in the playoffs.
Right.
Because of how he turns it up and how he is good under pressure. Yeah. I think you can say that. I think that's 100% sure. But as far as who's better?
From a talent standpoint, yeah. you wouldn't say Jimmy's better than Kevin Durant.
No.
I
barely put him top 10 when he was in that mm-hmm. conversation.
Yeah.
All right. We do have a next question today.
Yep.
And next question is a big prize. Because you get a pair of tickets to see the Phil's Mets on Wednesday for a 6:45 first pitch. You can get tickets at phillies.com. And you get a pair of tickets to the Fight on McKenna Foundation Bite for the Fight Food Festival, which is Saturday at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. I will be emceeing that. It is a great event for a great organization that raises money for CHOP.
You
can eat a lot.
What do you like as an MC?
I'm a good MC.
You're a good MC?
Yeah. I also, nobody laughs when I tell the jokes, but I do it anyway because it's for me. That part is for me.
Maybe I should ask someone else if you're a good MC.
Yeah. I'm good at it.
Well, I've heard him MC.
I'm pretty good at it.
No, you're all right.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez.
Wow.
Holy moly. Wow. Okay. Biteforthefight.com is where you can get tickets. So on this day, you're something else, man.
I had to bring him down a little bit there, man. Yep.
On this day in 1986, the Oprah Winfrey Show debuted. So for next question today, we will ask your all-time favorite daytime TV show. So get your sports point across, and then at 215-592-9494, we will pick one at the end of the show, and you will get both sets of tickets. Jack, favorite daytime TV all time?
So I'm going to give it up for the millennials out there. I know you guys are going to give your little 80s TV answers. Oh, when I stayed home from school and had 6 channels, this is what I watched.
What's wrong with him?
So I'm going to say The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
What?
Dude, is that Nickelodeon?
It's Disney Channel.
That doesn't count as daytime TV.
That's daytime TV? It was on when I was home from school. It's The Suite Life of Zack and Cody. Unbelievable show.
That might be the softest thing I ever heard in my life.
Tell that to 9-year-old Jack.
The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
I'm not watching it now.
Dude, I don't think that qualifies as what we're talking about.
It does. It's on during the day on Disney.
So is the news.
I'm sure some people would say the news.
Ike, do you have a favorite daytime TV show?
I do, and I'm going with Judge Judy.
Oh, you took mine.
That's my favorite. Yes, right. Judge Judy as my favorite, man. Judge Judy, court TV actually blew up.
Yes.
With Judge Judy. I didn't start with Judge Judy. I'm from the era of Judge Wapner, the People's Court.
Yeah.
That was the first court TV
But
I
that
saw.
Was at night, I believe, People's
was
Court.
Judge Wapner?
Yeah,
Wapner, I think you're right. It was at night.
Because it was before Jeopardy or after mm-hmm. Jeopardy or right around the same time. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Judge Judy, my goodness. She made me never want to get in trouble and have to go to court. She was the meanest lady I ever seen on TV.
She was.
Yeah.
You didn't want to mess around in Judge Judy's court. She suffered no fools. No foolishness, yep. Judge Judy. You took my answer, so I'm not going to give one. I was going to give the one that I thought you were going to give, but I'll leave that to a listener. So okay. Judge Judy was mine as well. All right, 215-592-9494. Talking about Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts. And next question today, give us your all-time favorite daytime TV show. Winner gets a pair of tickets to Phil's Mets on Wednesday and a pair of tickets to the Bite for the Fight Food Festival on Saturday. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody came on at night. It was the reruns that came on during the day.
Thank you.
Jack's done that.
It was a great show, man. Yeah. It was a great show.
It was a good show. But
Corey, are you Jack's age? I don't know how old you are. Are you Jack's age?
Same exact age.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay.
That's what we're good for.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So, look, let me get on to the topic again. So last night, that was a QB duel, QB battle. I do agree with Jack. Like, the Chargers, they did push show something. Now, I still got the Bills and the Ravens as the favorites. But remember when Allen Iverson was at the table and they asked him about Kobe? He was like, well, what y'all forgot? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they forgot. I know a guy who was down 14 versus Josh Allen and was in a shootout and came out victorious a couple years ago, right? You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Walked off.
It was the best game of the season that year. That was the best game of the season.
The last high point of the year.
My thing with Jalen Hurts, and I've always said this, I have Jalen Hurts as the second best quarterback just based off a resume behind Patrick Mahomes. But I don't care if people put, you know, Allen, Lamar. My thing is, I just feel like he's in that same tier with those guys. Like, some people say he's not. They want to put him in the Baker Mayfield tier and all that. Like, nah. He's in the tier with those guys. If you look up this week, you know what I'm saying? Like, QBR rating, he was top five in the NFL this past season. You know what I'm saying? I know a guy in Cincinnati. We ain't going to talk about him, you know.
Well, but hold on. But this is what you do. This is what – okay, so Burrow wins 17-16, right? And you're going to say his stats weren't good. But when I say Jalen's stats aren't good, all you say is the only thing that matters is that they won.
Right, no.
So, like, listen, do the numbers matter or do the numbers not matter?
Listen, let me – this is the thing.
Yeah.
I agree with you about Burrow.
Okay.
I don't care. He won the game. So, I that's all that matters. But what happens is – I'm not saying you because we silly. Like, we wanted the best mark. We don't talk about Cincinnati. But what I'm saying is other people will diminish that when Jalen does it, and they'll be like, oh, well, this, that, you know – he only threw for 115 yards. But when other QBs of that caliber do it, oh, but they found out to get the victory. We only, and I'm not, when I say we, that's understood. I'm not saying us. But people, they only point that out, stats and doing that when it comes to Jalen Hurts. And that's why it upsets a lot of us fans like myself. All that matters if you get the victory. If what Josh Allen did last night was he put Superman on. And listen, I'm going to be real with y'all. I got to see this week. I might have Josh Allen, number two quarterback in the NFL, but and Jalen might be moving up, and somebody else might be dropping down that list. Because, you know, Josh Allen doing it with less talent. This guy in Kansas City, every week, he getting his teeth kicked. Last few times we've seen this guy, he ain't looked too great. So you can't keep going out there putting out a smelly resume, and we keep putting you at the top, and you think we're supposed to just go off of what you got.
We're getting closer. We're getting closer with old Patty.
Yeah, well, it's good for the Brady people, by the way.
It's great for the Brady people.
Yeah.
Also, this is a shout-out to my boy Ike.
That Super Bowl was great for the Brady.
Because, again, it was 40-6. It wasn't 40-22. It was 40-6.
And Herbert and them put foots in them. Like, that game was – the score was a lot closer than what the game actually showed if you watched the game. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I got a shout-out to my boy Ike right here. Ike, your coach. Listen, your coach, man. You're going to have to learn that his team is built around his offense. I know, you know, Coach Harbaugh, wanting to think Ed Reed, Ray Lewis and them. That ain't that deep. We thought they were supposed to have one of the top deep. Dory Jackson looked better than what them boy looked like last night.
and
Dory Jackson looked terrible. But all I'm saying is, Coach Harbaugh, you got Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Everybody say he the MVP, and he better than Hurts. Well, put the ball in his hands because you
did you see
like
he said he had cramps?
You said what?
He said he had cramps.
Lamar
that's why they said they didn't go for it on
He did something after that third down play. Yeah. He did come up grabbing his leg.
He said he had cramps. That's why they didn't go for it.
Should never say that.
Nope.
Only LeBron would say something like that.
I ain't never going to hear my quarterback say nothing about no cramps.
He will not. I agree with you there.
I ain't never going to hear about no cramps. None of that. We know about it.
Corey, so, what's your all-time favorite daytime TV show?
Hey, man, young Corey Columbus, you know, you had to watch Young and the Restless at my grandma's house.
That's a good one.
Young and the Restless.
Young and the Restless is a good one. Yeah. All right, so coming up next.
I was an ABC soaps guy.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch soap. My mom.
Well, that's what I mean, yes.
Did my mom call her stories?
Yeah, call stories, yes.
Stories, yeah, just, yes. Yeah.
The adult in me says soaps.
Yes,
they were stories as a kid, yes.
Yep. So coming
Turn
up next.
Turn my stories on.
We did spend this weekend watching the rest of the league. So coming up next, we will sort of go into whether watching this weekend makes us feel better or worse about the Eagles. That is coming up next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know you can watch every Eagles game at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.